It was a very harrowing day yesterday in Butler, Pennsylvania. And originally, we thought that we might be getting a vice presidential announcement from Donald Trump. So, in anticipation of that, I made my way up to the front of the press risers. And if the press risers are those big, that big stage that's in the center of the rally typically. So I was up there and I was standing near the edge of the riser when all of a sudden I heard several shots, several gunshots. Someone pulled me down onto the ground and we took cover. I was able to get some video of people taking cover and some of the shots as they were coming in. And then we started to see some people stand up and rise as they were looking to see what was happening with Donald Trump. And I jumped up and was able to capture him being stood up by Secret Service agents, bloodied on one side of his face, and then throwing a fist in the air and shouting what looked like he was saying fight to the crowd, and then he was being shuffled away. And after he was shuffled away and the motorcade departed, people were told to leave the premises. So it became kind of chaotic while we were there. People were moving about, police were ushering people out of the way. And they cleared one side of the bleachers, and when they cleared it, we could see blood on the bleachers. And unfortunately, that is the area where a man unfortunately was shot and killed in the middle of this heinous shooting.
So it sounds as if immediately after the shots were fired and that you could see the injured president, you immediately had the sense that other people were also victims of the shooting, that attendees had also been struck by gunfire.
Yes, you could hear people shouting, medic, medic. You could hear these horrible screams from people throughout the crowd, making it pretty clear that some people were also victims of this as well. And shortly after, Trump exited and they cleared out that area, they started immediately roping off that area as a crime scene. So we could tell pretty quickly that something pretty terrible had happened over on that side of the stage.
As you say, the images that we saw from the scene show a great deal of chaos following the shooting. Did focus immediately shift to where are these shots coming from? Where is the suspected shooter?
Yeah, I mean, we could see just based on where police were looking and where they were running that it seemed like it was coming from a certain direction. And that would be stage to the left of where the press was. So we could kind of tell, that building that has become too familiar now, where people were able to see the shooter and point him out before he was able to commit this act. But we could see, the agents that were on top of the barn behind former President Trump. Of course, he's got snipers up there that are meant to protect him. They had their eyes trained on something. You could see them in position, looking at something prior to the shots being fired. So that this is all under investigation right now of when did they notice this person? What are the rules of engagement? How could something like this happen? I suspect that there's a lot of questions that really need to be answered in the coming days about how something like this could unfold.